USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Nearly all of California is under a flood watch as another atmospheric river rolls in off the coast. The state is still saturated from the last powerful storm system, which dumped record amounts of rain in the area. The Weather Prediction Center has issued an excessive rain outlook for most of California through Tuesday night. Concern is growing in Washington, D.C. about new U.S. intelligence regarding Russia's nuclear weapon capabilities in space. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls is expressing optimism that the Biden administration will do anything to curb Russia's space ambitions.
My jury's out on whether this administration will take the steps necessary to fully deter Russia rather than to react to it, which is what we've seen the last 3 years.
In a ranking of America's greatest presidents, President Biden is placed 14th, according to the 2024 Presidential Greatness Project expert survey involving experts in presidential politics. Abraham Lincoln is hailed as the nation's top president.
I feel like he has the most interesting story, like what he did, like the Emancipation Proclamation. He's got the look, you know, like he's probably easily the most identifiable president, like tall beard. And yeah, I think he would be like the best. Plus his story, you know, the assassination story.
House Republicans are pushing for more border funding before they will agree to send more of your tax dollars in the form of aid to Ukraine. Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills telling Fox Business,
"We need to be focusing on the priorities, which is the Senate passing H.R. 2 Secure the Border Act and us taking care of the American risk, which is our southern and northern borders. I will be clear. I will vote no on all funding to Ukraine. Our priority and my priority is to be the one who is carrying out my duties, my constitutional oath."
This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
School committee members in Brockton, Massachusetts are requesting help from the state government over a recent surge in violence at Brockton High School. Ward 4 school committee member Tony Rodriguez was one of the members who signed the letter to the town's mayor asking him to call for the mobilization of the National Guard.
I do employ the governor, and I hope every city official that is watching and the community, that we do need to take our schools back into control and making sure that our students have a safe learning environment. Because what's going on at the high school is disheartening, and kids are losing precious learning time.
Some Democrats are concerned that President Biden may not win his bid for a second term. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell joins Fox News and shares what she believes the president's reelection campaign needs to do to lead him to victory.
I think the campaign needs to let him get out there and be who he is. And I also am sick and tired of everybody talking about his age. When you listen, look at the age of Donald Trump, which is only a couple of years younger, who's got 91 felony counts against him and goes on rants.
Congress is on a two-week recess as the clock is ticking to fund the government. Lawmakers are not expected back on Capitol Hill until February 28th, 2 days before the March 1st deadline to fund some government agencies. The remaining agencies must be funded by March 8th. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.